Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
We've all had experiences and encounters with the unknown and the unexplainable. Here, we pay top dollar for your possessed possessions.
I was rather surprised at the apparent enthusiasm for the latest Ghostbusters worldwide, though particularly in America. Perhaps I should say particularly in New York, which is where all but the last film was set. When the iconic Ghostbusters car, according to my notes, was seen careering around the Big Apple, New Yorkers went nuts, apparently.
Oh, gross.
It's the Hell's Kitchen sewer dragon.
Hold on your ass!
Adding to the excitement was the fact that the new, younger cast members of the last Ghostbusters epic were going to be joined by the old ones, or as we say these days, the legacy cast. Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, and the ghost of Harold Ramis appeared briefly in cameo roles in Ghostbusters Afterlife, but now they're back for good in Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
They called themselves Ghostbusters. According to these hacks, they saved the world. No eyewitnesses. And who is found to carry the torch? Descendants of Egon Spengler.
Is for good the phrase I'm looking for? Anyway, along the way, they're joined by other old cast members hauled out of retirement, like William Atherton playing Pompous Idiot again, and Annie Potts, who apparently played the Buster's receptionist Melnitz back in the day. If you say so.
If there's something strange, if there's something weird, who are people going to call?
Ghostbusters, what do you want?
Nominally front and centre, though, are Egon Spengler's daughter Callie and her two young teens, Phoebe and Trevor. The Spenglers are carrying on the family business back in New York, along with Carrie's doofus fiancé, Gary Gruberson. Paul Rudd at his most Paul Rudd.
I have a ghost to bust.
All right, that was cool.
Gary, come on.
No, I know, I'm sorry. It's just the way she said it. It sounded cool.
But while the Spenglers are chasing things like the Hell's Kitchen sewer dragon, there's something strange in the neighbourhood. Former Ghostbuster Ray Stantz, Dan Aykroyd, is running a paranormal junk shop. And one day, he's offered a mysterious orb.
You the weird guy who buys strange old things?
Correct on both counts.
Buddy, you just hit the jackpot.
What is it?
Better question is, what's inside of it?
What's in the orb? Ray shows it to the current Ghostbusters and their landlord, the Paranormal Research Centre. Among the researchers is English comedian James Acaster, who, like Bill Murray before him, adds some unpredictability to Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
Ever since you brought in this orb, strange things have been occurring. You think it's commanding the other spirits?
There's something trying to get out.
Many things.
It transpires that there's a big, scary ghost inside the orb, as opposed to the cute, green, slimy ones they've been tackling up to now. It's a ghost that promises to supply chills on top of the usual thrills and spills. Look out, New York, there's a cold front planning to freeze the entire city.
The parables tell of an unimaginable evil commanding an army of ghosts. With the power to kill by fear itself.
Like, literally scared to death?
As I say, this is a promise that depends on some pre-existing audience enthusiasm for Ghostbusters. Will Sigourney Weaver return? Will that gigantic marshmallow snowman stride down Broadway again? And most important, will the now famously prickly Bill Murray get back into the suit?
We're gonna need all the help we can get.
Let's get to work.
Can I be of any help?
Melnitz in uniform!
Yeah!
Well, the answer to the last question is easy. Yes, Bill's back as Peter Venkman, though he's now a sentimental guest appearance rather than the comedy act of God he used to be. Certainly the film looks enormous and expensive. But the trouble is, everything looks enormous and expensive these days. Is that the same as entertaining, I wonder?
We're the Ghostbusters. Can I tell you something else?
What?
Buster makes me feel good.
Makes me feel good.
Apparently I'm not the only one wondering. Among my audience of aging nostalgia freaks for Ghostbusters Frozen Empire were a couple of 12-year-old boys, the sort of kids who flocked to the original all those years ago. They clearly wanted to like it, and to their credit, they lasted the distance.
Heads up. It's all dark and horny at 12 o'clock.
But as Frozen Empire plodded on, I could hear the telltale sounds of a film that had ceased to grip. Two 12-year-old boys chatting among themselves about something else. As for me, I enjoyed James Acaster, Patton Oswalt, and even Bill Murray at times. But would I have enjoyed them more in something else? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.